the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. We put out one episode a week every Saturday, so make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on YouTube and socials for more health and wellness tips, and share this podcast with someone that you love so that they can also learn some health and wellness tips to live a healthier and happy life. Today, we are going to be talking about something that is often overlooked when in your fitness progression, and that is nutrition, but specifically when your body is lacking in nutrients. And we're going to talk about how to identify what are those signs whenever you're not getting the right amount of food, nutrients, and those type of things during your workout. And that's really just as equally as important when it comes to lifting weights, or whether you're running or doing yoga. Getting that sweat in is obviously one of the cornerstones of living a healthy lifestyle, but exercise alone isn't enough. You really can't out-exercise a bad diet out there, so it's very important that you're getting the proper nutrients. And the reason being is whenever you're working out, your muscles are really breaking down. So you need to ensure that you're putting the right carbohydrates, the right proteins, the right minerals and vitamins back into your body so that you can make sure that you're rebuilding that muscle that's being broken down as you exercise. So you're going to jump into some of the signs that are indicating to you you are not getting the proper nutrients to fully recover and maximize your workouts.
Yeah, so it does, obviously it matters your diet and what you are putting into your body as far as like the right kinds of food, but it also matters how much food we're putting into our bodies. And I know that can seem counterintuitive if you're like, oh, I'm going on a diet. That's, again, dieting is not really dieting as we think about it. It is a diet is just whatever food you are deciding to eat. So you could do like the Mediterranean diet, and that's gonna really consist of those foods like fish and the like protein foods that are more less fat. So dieting isn't just what food, it is just what food that you're putting into your body. So with dieting, as we are starting to work out in our fitness, it is important that you are eating enough food to fuel your workout. Just like when we put gas in our cars, we want to make sure we put enough gas in our car in order for it to be able to drive, right? You don't want to be driving on fumes because it's going to start to break down. And that's exactly what happens to our bodies as well. If we don't have enough fuel in our bodies to sustain our workout, we literally will feel like we're running on fumes. So having low energy available, obviously we need energy throughout our day, not just to work out, but we need it as well for our brain to be able to function throughout the day. We need it to be able to talk, to work, to really do everything throughout our day. So I never really thought about that because I always thought, oh, I'm gonna eat less because I wanna lose weight, so I'm eating less and working out. But you actually end up gaining weight that way. So kind of, again, counterintuitive to what we maybe grew up believing from our parents. So slacking, especially on those carbs. Carbs are really important to fuel our exercises. That's where a lot of our muscles are getting the nutrients that they need in order to sustain a workout. So slacking on those sort of things is going to make our workouts feel even weaker. So some of the signs that you are not getting enough fuel, not eating enough for your day-to-day, even just functioning throughout life, would be your mood is a huge one. Hangry is a thing for sure. So tanking taking in our food that we're eating is going to cause us to feel more hungry. So we will get hangry. You'll get more cranky as well. Especially if you're like going for long periods without food, you're going to notice that you're more grouchy. You're just going to have like a low mood. You might be more snippy towards people. So really concentrating on how your mood is and if you're continuing to do that in a day-to-day basis. Another way that you can know if you are under fueling your body is that you're thinking a lot about food. So maybe you're hungry, you know you're hungry, but you can't really determine what it is you want to eat because your body, you're just in like that hungry mode, right? You're getting frustrated, your mood is already down. So now you're like, okay, I know I need food. I know I'm hungry, but I don't know what it is that I really want. That's also a sign that you're underfueling your body. Another sign would be that you are binging later in the day. So maybe you're starving yourself because you're like, I want to lose weight. So you go throughout the day without really eating a proper meal or having like a really balanced diet and a balanced lunch. And then by the time you're done with work, right, you've been moving around at work, or if you have a desk job, your brain is constantly functioning, you're talking to people, you're having to be on all day, and now it's dinner time and you realize I haven't ate anything all day, or at least not what my body is really needing for me to eat throughout the day. Maybe you're just snacking. So then at dinner, your body is like, we need food. So you go and you binge and you eat a whole bunch of food, and then the cycle continues the next morning because then you feel bad that you ate all that food. So having those balanced meals throughout your day, you're less likely to then binge at night. Another thing to look out for is that when you are working out, your workouts start to feel harder than what they should actually feel. So you're not as motivated to go work out. Maybe you were up to like 15 pounds doing bicep curls to start and you could go even further, but now you're like, I'm only gonna do the 5 pounds today because this seems really hard for me. That's a big sign that your muscles are needing that fuel. So having low energy is a really big sign of underfueling our bodies. Another sign is that you drag much more than usual afterwards. So say you're ramping up and you're fueling appropriately, you shouldn't have a crash on a couch right after your workout, right? You're still ready to go. You have energy to even go for like a walk with your family or a friend after your intense workout at the gym. So if you are getting enough fuel, that would be easy for you to do. If you are under fueling, you're just like, okay, I'm tired, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna sleep because I just can't do anything more. That is your body telling you that you're needing more food. Another thing is that you are maybe bailing on going to the gym altogether. You start to get into like a funk of a routine. You get out of your routine because you're under fueling your body and you're just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm giving up right now because I just not really feeling it, right? My mood's already bad. I know I'm not gonna get a good workout in when I do go to the gym, so why even bother going? So if you notice that you're starting to bail even more with going to the gym, that's your body's way of telling you that you really need more fuel. You need to eat more so that you're ready to go and work out again. Sleep. Sleep is another sign that you're not getting enough fuel for your body. So maybe you're able to fall asleep really fast, but you're not staying in the sleep that you're supposed to be getting throughout the night. Maybe you're not getting enough REM, you're not getting enough deep sleep, you're waking up throughout the night. That's all signs that you're needing more fuel for your body. Another sign is that your gut is rumbling, right? We all get those like rumbles when we're hungry. That's a sign that you actually do need to eat. our digestive system is telling us, like, we need food here to be able to keep you going. So really listening to our guts. Maybe you're having abdominal pain. You could be bloated even more, constipated, or diarrhea. Like, those are also signs that you're under fueling, or at least not getting the proper nutrients that your body needs. Another thing is the hormone and vitamin levels are all out of whack. So going and getting a blood test through your doctor, they'll let you know, like, all of your levels for vitamins and what your hormones are at. That too is a sign that you're not getting those nutrients or enough nutrients that you're needing. So get an appointment with your doctor, because they will help you with letting you know if you are underfueling, and then give you a plan to make sure that you are getting the proper nutrients and vitamins, minerals that we need. Another thing is that our libido starts to sink. So obviously your mood is out of whack, you're not wanting to work out, so now your libido is starting to go down. You're not wanting to be intimate with your partner as much. That's a huge sign too that you are underfueling and need to eat more food, right? I know there are times where my husband's like, you probably should eat because you are moody right now. So
it's important to have those basic needs fulfilled. Yes. So that way you can fulfill other basic needs.
Yes. Your heart rate falls when you're under fueling as well. So your heart rate actually will go down. And then you are gaining weight instead of losing weight. So when you start to notice that you're gaining weight, that's because your metabolism is trying to slow down in order to keep up with the lack of nutrients. So you really get your hormones out of whack, but then you get that metabolism as part of that also out of whack, and it slows down, and you then gain weight because it's trying to hold on to the food that you are eating in order for you to be able to sustain just your day-to-day functioning. You may be constantly freezing. Naturally, I would say I am more of a cold person. Like, I do get very cold, especially in my fingers. So that is a sign that I am not getting enough nutrients or the proper nutrients throughout my day. So having the low nutrients, not getting enough food, can cause you to also constantly be freezing. Your hair and skin also will suffer when you are not getting the proper nutrients that you need. So maybe your hair is starting to thin, or you'll notice your hair is falling out more. Your skin, maybe you're having more acne than what you're used to, or you'll get like eczema. There we go. Thank you. So looking out for how your skin is changing, your nails even will get brittle. So really taking a look at, like, yourself in the mirror and what's happening in your body, making sure then that we fuel so that we can help those to get better. You also are hurting more often. So after your workouts, you are more prone to those injuries. Healing may take longer. So those are all of the signs, really, of not getting enough nutrients that we need for our body, that you're under fueling your body. So it is important that we get that fuel so that you're able to maintain workouts the way that you are currently, and to have even better workouts moving forward. If you do notice any of these things are occurring, you know, it's not too late ever. I would for sure talk to your doctor, and they can help set up a plan to make sure that you're getting the proper nutrients. I know, are taking supplements like vitamins just to make sure, like, we have enough of those vitamins in our system as well. So there's nothing wrong with taking vitamins on top of making sure you're eating those foods that have the vitamins, those organic foods. So the first step in this would be notice that you do have a problem, right? Like just simply noticing like, oh yeah, my nails kind of are getting more brittle and my skin is looking really bad. My hair does fall out. I do feel tired after workouts. Noticing that, and then you can take steps in order to relieve those. So rebalancing, just like a car that gets fueled, make sure that you're refueling yourself as well. So make sure that when you are planning to go work out, that you're getting those extra nutrients in. Maybe it's a smoothie right before you go work out to make sure like you have given yourself the fuel needed to actually sustain your workout later. Also take time, depending on how long that you've been working out and how long you've been under fueling, it is going to take more time for your body to get back into that balance. So starting off slowly again with working out, but making sure that you are getting more fuel then so that when you are ready to go back full time to the gym, that your body will then be back in balance and you're ready to hit the gym full on. Having the right amount of fuel can make you also have better sleep. So you'll notice like your sleep gets better. You'll have stronger workouts. You'll be able to have stable energy throughout your day. And then the best part of making sure that you are getting the fuel that you need is that you're overall a happier and healthier person for all of your loved ones as well.
All right, good information there to make sure you're getting your nutrients. I'm going to just finish up here with talking about it from a workout perspective and what happens if you continue working out without getting the proper nutrients and having those nutrient deficiencies. You can really cause long-term damage, muscle loss, weakened bones, a suppressed immune system, and even chronic fatigue, as you mentioned there. So over time, this can lead to burnout, injury, or you even kind of start to hate your workouts because your body's not reacting the way you think it should and you're not getting the results that you thought you would have by this time. So the good news is you can start making those small changes and that can have a huge impact on your health. Proper fueling your body helps your body recover, repair, and really build that strength. And it keeps your energy levels up, which ultimately wants or helps you to exercise more and make it more rewarding. So nutrition and exercise go hand in hand. So if you're not seeing that progress that you expect from your workouts, it might be time to assess your nutrition. And as you mentioned, that could be with a doctor or nutritionist, if that's what you think you need. Listen to your body. Give it the nutrients it craves, and you'll be really amazed at the difference that that makes. So make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on everything, and also follow us on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure that you share this podcast with your workout buddies if you found it valuable, and take care of yourself. And your body will reward you to be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.